A woman once told me the story of being a stranger on the Iron Range of northern Minnesota. Her husband had just taken a job as a teacher at Hibbing High School in the 1950s. He was from Little Fork in the farther northern reaches of the area, but was new to Hibbing. Norma was from Kansas City, land of the Pendergast political machine, and very much not from Hibbing at the time. Hibbing and the Iron Range, both then and now, enjoy a reputation for being slow to accept newcomers. Norma tells the story of being at a social club during her first weeks in town and wondering if the town was really run by a couple named Oliver and Hannah, because everyone's husband seemed to work for one or the other. Those weren't people, of course. They were mines. And yes, as a matter of fact, they did run the town. One of the first friends Norma made in Hibbing was a kind woman named Beatty, who shepherded Norma to a gathering of local wives. Beatty told Norma to tell everyone that she was her cousin. It would be easier for Norma that way. A total stranger would leave the crowd uneasy. This was an amusing white lie, for Norma is among the most Catholic people I've ever met, and Beatty was Jewish. Further irony can be lifted from the fact that Beatty's last name was Zimmerman, and she was Robert Zimmerman's mother. Robert Zimmerman became Bob Dylan. Norma would tell you he was a good boy, but a little hyper. Dylan is a stranger in Hibbing these days. He's been back a few times, but no one knows what to make of him. Dylan was a stranger when he was here, when he was Abe and Beatty's kid, who followed strange music piped in over the AM radio late at night. Norma, on the other hand, has lived in Hibbing ever since she pretended to be Beatty's cousin. She became a professional, a community advocate, and lately has had buildings named after her. It took a while, though. It's a painstaking process to shed the stranger label. It might take a lifetime. But one little slip, one little difference, or one little dream that doesn't involve the iron mines, and it's not hard at all to become a stranger, even in your hometown.